Congratulations. You did everything right. You got a good education. You worked hard. Maybe you got married. You did everything that they told you were going to be the tools to get you the highest level of satisfaction in your life. That you were going to be on the right path to being healthy, wealthy, and wise. You followed the rules. You said the Pledge of Allegiance. You got the education. Maybe you got married. Maybe you bought a house. Maybe all of these things. Maybe you're one of those many people that just recently graduated because that's what they told you you were supposed to do. And now all of a sudden, the world doesn't seem so rosy. Maybe you're one of the many people that has discovered over the past 4 or 5 years that virtually everything is a lie. Everything about what you were taught was supposed to lead to a healthy and robust life. It just doesn't. We're living in a society right now that has more depression, more anxiety, more trauma, more isolation, more sorrow, less connection than ever. And we're working harder and harder and harder for companies that have demonstrated that they care about us less and less and less. And I'm telling you one more thing. The higher you get to the top, and the more that you recognize who's up there, if you're a person of conscience, you won't want any of it. And so now what? Now we come to a point where we recognize that virtually everything that we've been taught to feel and expect, it's all a big facade. It's all a big lie. Go pay a bunch of money to a giant university, come out with a diploma, and that's about it. Come out with debt. Go to work for a company that is going to throw you over the side the second that they get the opportunity. So now what? What do we pursue now? Now that we live in a society where we have become overly identified with the title that we hold, where we look down on people who don't hold a similarly high title. What do we do now that we have been raised into an idea of who the good guys are, who the bad guys are, and all of that seems to be flipped? Well, in the end, there really is only you and your personal journey towards transcendence. There really is only you. And what is it that makes you feel fulfilled and happy? What is it that you want to do with your life? Because nothing else actually matters. And I'm not talking about this in some sort of egocentric sort of way, so-and-so is the king of or queen of the universe sort of way. I'm talking about, what if the only rules that there are is that each one of us follows a path to our highest self? That each one of us are just simply here to do right by us. Because I'll tell you what, doing right by yourself and doing right by the people around you, it's not mutually exclusive. You do right by you. And you find that communities begin to grow, that communities begin to expand, that you do right by you also means you creating a great community around you, doing good by your neighbors, doing good by the people around you. What if everything came down to you? Dropping all your preconceptions about what your life needs to be, and you began to pursue the life that really fills your heart. What if you worked like crazy to build a life that you truly love? I mean, I'm asking a lot of some of you, because some of you make a lot of money. You've got a career where just in a few years, 15 years, you might get a pension. you might get these different things, but I'll tell you one more thing. When the company decides that they're not going to pay you that pension, that is when your pension's over. And so really at the end of it, you have to live the years of your life in a way that makes you feel at the end of everything that you really truly lived based upon your highest values. And look, I like nice things. I love nice cars. I love nice clothes. I love all of that stuff, right? But one thing that I love more is knowing that I'm living a life that is true to my own values, even if it means some sacrifice for a while. Because you can strive and strive and strive and still feel lonely, still feel rejected, still feel depressed, still feel anxious, still feel all of these things, still feel taken for granted. What I'm asking some of you to do is to think about whether or not you truly are living your highest value. Because a $400,000 paycheck a year, it's nice and good for you. But that's not your highest value, per se. Very seldom is that your highest value. And so are you doing the things in your life that you truly know feed you growing? Are you doing work? Are you in relationships that grind you into the ground? Are you not getting where you need to be because you talk to yourself in ways that are so damaging, so awful, that you'd never talk to anybody else? You'd stop your child from talking to themselves that way. But you talk to yourself that way. What if you began to really get down to brass tacks and started thinking about what your life is actually worth and what it is that you want to do with the rest of the precious years? Because I'm telling you, everything is changing. The scales are falling off everybody's eyes as to what is and what is not important, and who is important, and who is good, and who is not good. There's a space that we're getting to as a civilization where there's no way to hide the inadequacies of the system that we were all taught was the system that we needed to buy into. We're finding out that these people that lead us, that are popular, all these different things, that in many cases, they are not good people at all. The things that we have strived to be, oftentimes they're killing us. They're killing your sleep. They're killing your relationships. They're killing your friendships. They're killing your relationships with your children, with your parents. So, in the end, are you killing yourself to pay that rent, that mortgage? Are you killing yourselves to pay a $1,000 car note? Are you truly living the life that you were born to live? Because it feels a whole lot like servitude sometimes. And so, yes, I'm asking a very dangerous question. Are you the greatest you that you could possibly be? Are you living a mindful life? Or is it time for you to kind of sit down and remap? What are your values? What are your goals? What are the things blocking you from getting where you want to be? Do you always feel like you're just a couple of years away from that great promotion that's going to get you what? Because I'll tell you what, those promotions don't always come with a great sense of personal peace. Those promotions seldom come along with greater friendships. They seldom come along with you feeling better about yourself in the long run. And so, if that is truly your highest aim, then great. Maybe you're sitting in a pursuit that you truly, truly believe in with people that you truly buy into around you. Most people are not. And so, my question that I really want you to think about today is, What would you need to do to live the life that is the greatest life for you? What is that greatest life? What do you really want? Do you want to live in a big city? Do you want to pay a high rent? Do you want to simplify? It's a great old song called Lukenbach, Texas. It's an oldie, but it's a good one. And it's about how we can drive ourselves crazy in the pursuit of success. And I'm putting those in finger quotes, the idea of success, because I'll tell you what. Many people feel like they've finally attained success and they ask themselves, why am I so miserable? Am I truly doing work with people that I love? Am I creating? Do I feel alive? Or do I feel like I have sold my dreams for a salary? There's never been a more important time for you to ask these questions of yourself, because right now we're undergoing some real strangeness in our economy, some real strangeness in what companies want of their employees. And I'm working with people who have put in good, long, hard years with companies, worn the jacket, worn the lanyard. All of a sudden, they're being outsourced. Their jobs are gone. And they're blown away because they gave so much. And they don't know what to do. And it feels awful, because what they didn't do 2, 3, 4 years ago is think about, what am I investing in myself to become a commodity that will always sustain me? What skills, what tapestry am I weaving to become my greatest self? What is the set of skills, relationships, network that I am beginning to build up to become that thing that I really would want for myself? Because the older you get, the harder that becomes to achieve. The more it feels like things become concrete around you, and the less that you feel like you can make these big decisions. So I leave you with this. What if you could truly live a life where your anxiety isn't stalking you through your sleep up the street like the Grim Reaper? What if you could live a life where you felt such a tremendous sense of purpose that it was something that you felt all the time, that you knew that you were going in the right direction? Because purpose is what truly makes our lives meaningful. And when we are doing things every single day, having relationships, doing things every single day in our workspace that don't mean anything to us, it eats us alive. It's being cruel to ourselves. It's us lacking empathy with our highest self. Because our souls are absolutely eternal. They have existed for longer than we can conceive. They will exist for longer than we can conceive of. And this brief moment in time where we have chosen to lock ourselves into doing things that we don't love, engaging in things that we despise, spending so much of our waking hours around people that we don't care about, working for entities that don't care about us. Your paycheck might be big, but are you wealthy? Are you truly wealthy? Think about that. Is it time for you to make some big changes to become the greatest person that you can be? You owe it to you. And maybe you owe it to the people that are around you to truly make some serious thinking changes about your life. Because how many years do you have ahead of you? Hopefully a lot. It's a long time to be miserable. It's a long time to have anxiety. And, you know, please sit down with a therapist. Talk about your anxiety. But that anxiety never really quite goes away until you are self-integrated. Until you are living a life that you truly love. Until you are living a life that you truly feel is the best way to spend your time. So I'm Jeremy from Mindful Mutiny, and I wish you catastrophic thinking. Thinking that is going to change your whole landscape. Thinking that is dangerous. Thinking that is empowering. Thinking that takes you out of just simply checking boxes and puts you into a life where you are truly in charge of your destiny, where you are going, where you truly belong, instead of just simply doing the same thing every single day and expecting a different result. Go be something great.